Brilliant. You know, it was my second time boxing for the belt. I knew my opponent. We knew, you know, I've been drilling the tactics for the last sort of 7 weeks. Yeah, it all paid off. Got the unanimous win and got the belt. So happy days.
A great start to the England career. First England vest to step in that ring, the last fight of the night to lift that title. Must still be buzzing about it.
Yeah, definitely, 100%. It wasn't just the fact of boxing for a national title. Like I said, it was my first international belt. So there's a lot of pride in the fact that I was wearing an England vest. And then to actually be boxing for a national title, like I say, top of the bill, on a good show like it was a Civil War show, and to come away with the win and raise a belt, it was sort of like the dream fight.
And it's only last year that you stepped up to become a super heavyweight boxer as well from being heavyweight, so there's a bit of disappointment there when you had to step up in the boxing team. And then you had a couple of training camps with Team England, and to lift the title was just an incredible story in the past 12 months.
The choice to move up to super heavyweight was Jason's decision, and at first I wasn't too sure on it or too keen, but it was the right decision. I've not looked back since. You know, that's like my 10th super heavyweight win now. I've had 12 super heavyweight fights. The two that I've lost have both been national titles, and both split decision losses that could have gone either way. And now I've rectified one of them, and I've beat that guy actually twice now, once in Haringey Box Cup final, and then again unanimous the other night for the belt. So, yeah, no, top draw.
So let's talk us through the fight then on the evening, because you had a long, long wait before you got in the ring. I mean, what's that like, waiting around before you can get in there for your fight?
We got down for the weigh-in at 11 o'clock, and then we were in London all day, and we didn't have a hotel room or anything, so we sort of went around London, got some food, went to cinema, chilled out, took a weight off our feet, and then, you know, some of my teammates boxing, you know, army teammates are boxing before me and stuff, so that sort of gets your energy levels up, gets you excited, and then you cool back down, you're still waiting to box. So it is a long old night, but I've done it that long now, I know how to compose myself and, you know, how to act. I'm usually always at the end because it's the heaviest weight, and the night was good, the fight itself. I stuck to the tactics of the first two rounds, which is being quick on my feet, landing clean shots, then coming away, making him miss. It worked. In the last round, the red mist come over a bit. I started having a bit of a toe-to-toe war with him in the last round, which was like the old Chez coming back out. But regardless, I still got a unanimous win.
It's absolutely fantastic. A good result in the end. England title bout. How long are you likely to keep hold of it? You're hoping to keep it as much as possible. You've been challenged yet?
So basically, it's like you defend it three times and you keep the belt, and then they'll make a new one. Jamie Tuskiva, who I boxed the other night, that was his third defence. So if he won it, he would have got to keep the belt, but obviously he didn't. I imagine I'll have a challenger before Christmas. I could defend it twice before Christmas. You know, it was about the other night, and the guy who just won it, a friend of mine, Chris Billam-Smith, he was defending it within 2 weeks. So, you know, I'm just waiting out for the call now. The thing is, I'll keep my foot on the gas. It's one thing winning a national title. It's another thing actually keeping the belt. So I just got to carry on as we are and keep working on, you know, working on my faults and the rest of it.
And when's your next show for the Army Boxing Team?
We've got a couple of shows coming up. We've got the SBS show and we've got another show up north. I'm not too sure if I'm on those yet or not, but I'm pretty sure, you know, if I'm not defending the belt, I'm going to be getting on club shows and things like that. It's going to be another busy season like last season. And the main thing is, we as a team, we make it another successful team season.